Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Why It Matters. So for some large enterprises, technical debt accrued over many years, whether it's through ongoing maintenance of legacy systems, mergers and acquisitions, or perhaps poor software development practices. This remains one of the biggest impediments of digital transformation. According to a global study done by OutSystems titled The Growing Threat of Technical Debt, businesses devoted more than a quarter of their IT budgets to addressing technical debt, compared to about a third to innovating and building new capabilities. The problem was even more pronounced for enterprise companies, which spend roughly $4 out of every $10 in their IT budgets on technical debt. So what exactly is this, and how can it be avoided? We'll find out more right now. On the line with me this morning is Mark Weiser, Vice President APAC for OutSystems. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Very good, sir. And quite a conversation we're going to have. The growing threat of technical debt. I understand this was a new global research report that you guys published. Could you tell us more about it?
Yeah, I mean, at first, maybe I could define technical debt for your listeners. We really define technical debt as a technical design or a development choice that companies make for short-term benefit that have maybe long-term consequences. You can kind of think of it as like credit card debt. You know, it kind of builds up over time, and you make decisions, let's say on your credit card, you may pay off the minimum, but your total balance just keeps increasing over time. And then you find it crowding out your investment in yourself and maybe your savings. So we think the same thing happens with companies. We did a full exhaustive study, and we found that particularly in the pandemic, that has kind of laid bare some of these problems. Technical debt is crowding out companies' investment in innovation, and it's a critical issue that needs to be addressed.
Right. Can we talk a little bit about the methodology that's used for this report? I mean, who was surveyed?
Yeah, we surveyed over 500 companies, IT leadership in 500 companies around the world. We included Singapore in that study, and we surveyed enterprise companies as well as SMBs. So we got a pretty good cross-section of opinions from CIOs and IT leaders around the world.
Okay, well, it sounds good. And I'm getting the impression that technical debt tends to be something that companies overlook. What's number one reason for that?
I think we see really two reasons for it. I think one is outdated development languages and frameworks. Companies keep adding additional platforms, additional type of systems, and it just kind of creeps up on them over time. So I think outdated software languages, frameworks, you know, we call them legacy systems as well. You know, many of the customers that we've introduced OutSystems to, sometimes they have systems that are up to 15, 20 years old and outdated languages. And you can imagine the cost that it takes to maintain those systems. And so we see that as really one reason. I think the second reason is the shortage of developers. Globally, software developers are in short supply with the demand for applications in today's environment. And that's only speeded up with the pandemic. So those are really the two major reasons that we see.
Fair to say that you can find or draw a correlation between technical debt and how old the company is. Would that be fair to say?
It would. I think one of the things we found in the survey that, you know, some of the older companies, particularly in more developed markets like Japan, the United States and Europe, actually had a bigger problem with technical debt than maybe some of the newer markets in Asia, including Singapore, that does have a problem, but maybe a little bit less of a problem because of a lot of proactiveness on behalf of the Singapore government to get companies to address their digital transformation problems early. I know, like in Japan, another market that we serve, the government actually sees a digital cliff of 2025. So it's imploring its companies to digitally transform now, so that the society could be competitive in the future.
All right. And if we were to bring it to Singapore, what is the current state of technical debt here in Singapore, even in Asia?
We still see a lot of companies that have paper-based systems that have engaged OutSystems for a modern application development platform. A few examples, I think most of your listeners would know Certus Cisco, one of the leading advanced integrated security providers. They had a 12-year paper-based system that they were able to bring onto a modern application platform and give their employees that are actually remote in Singapore, you know, access to their systems. And it was very important, of course, in today's environment.
Mm. And I know that kind of draws reference to what you mentioned at the start of how technical debt does pose a threat to innovation. What are some innovations that companies are missing out on because they're kind of stuck in this technical debt cycle?
Well, I think, you know, the data that we have is that IT spending through the pandemic is actually down by 8%. So if you're managing an IT department, there's really three areas that you spend money on. And this kind of came out in the survey as well. So one of them is technical debt. So that's like interest on decisions that you've made in the past, legacy systems that you haven't transformed. You know, that's roughly 25 to 30%, according to the survey. Innovation, around 30, 35%. And then the rest, around 40%, would be, you know, just maintaining operation status quo. So in this kind of environment, companies have had to very quickly transform their businesses to a cloud-first, mobile-first environment, given the pandemic, given they have remote workforces, and you need money to be able to do that kind of innovation. So, you know, as you know, many businesses are transforming very quickly, whether it be retail, logistics, healthcare. And if you have technical debt, if you're having to actually spend your money and resources on servicing that, that crowds out the funds that you have available to innovate. So that becomes the predicament that many CIOs and IT managers have today.
I'm sure there are a lot of people listening that can relate to the situation, especially in, you know, the legacy companies or companies with legacy systems. If I'm one of those CIOs and I'm looking at my company, where should I start if I wanted to get on the path to reduce technical debt?
Yeah, I think one of the first things that companies really need to do is do a full accounting of the applications that they need to build and what they have to actually service. And then prioritize those and look for a modern application development platform that can address that. Because I think in the past or, you know, in even the future, companies have to do things much quicker now. The cycle for building applications and for changing those applications is much faster than it was in the past. So what a modern application platform can do is not only help you build these applications fast for the digital world, but then to maintain them because the cycle of change is very, very quick. So I think what companies really need to do is to take an assessment of where they're at and then prioritize those projects in the future that can give them the fastest business value and to be able to build applications that are future-proof, that give companies the ability to change those applications as business requirements change. And we're seeing customers around the world a much faster change cycle than what we've ever had in the past. And only the companies that do this well are going to survive and prosper in the future.
I do wonder, though, I mean, in order to achieve this and talk of using eliminating technical debt as a bit of a motivation to build or mold the future of app development, what kind of an organizational structure needs to exist to encourage this sort of thinking?
Well, there needs to be very close cooperation between the business and IT. Because most of the best ideas now for applications come from the business, come from people that actually understand the business processes and the opportunities and challenges that exist. So we think that there needs to be cross-functional teams between the business and IT, and IT needs to encourage, you know, a level of citizen development and oversight of that process to be able to maximize the impact of applications and on the business value drivers for companies.
Mark, final question, and I'm just trying my luck here, and this is on the back of the growing threat of technical debt report. I mean, looking at this report and looking at the various catalysts that COVID-19 has sort of triggered, what is the trend looking like for technical debt? I mean, are we seeing more awareness and perhaps companies here in Singapore, even in Asia, looking to eliminate that and make way for more innovation?
Absolutely. I think there is generally we found that companies are aware of technical debt. They're a little bit confused on what to do with it. But I think the trends are very clear in terms of application development. So, you know, software is traditionally was built by coders by hand. And like every other industry, it's going through a cycle of innovation. And, you know, with the introduction of artificial intelligence into app development, into modern platforms, we're seeing the ability for companies to develop applications to be much, much faster than in the past. So we see in the future that these type of modern application development platforms that OutSystems provides will be the mainstay for companies. I think most of the technology analysts predict that by 2024 that over two-thirds of business applications will be built with these modern AI-infused tools. I think we're also going to see developers continue to go through a change of mentality from really building an application from the ground up to being more of an architect or more of a designer using these tools to be able to help them do things quickly. So the future looks like applications will be developed in a matter of days and weeks as opposed to months and years. And that's a trend that's happening inexorably right now.
And just to expand just a little bit, that trend does sort of reflect it in the trend of people wanting to acquire the talent that's needed. I mean, 3-4 years ago, we were talking about a shortage of talent in this area, and that is vastly changing, isn't it?
It is. We're seeing a change in developer mentality. We're seeing even universities start to teach these modern application development tools to their computer science students now. We have cooperation with many of them. We think it'll reach critical mass in the next year or two, and this will be the way forward. The software will never be built the same. It'll all be done AI-infused, built for the future, built in a way that companies can continue to innovate their applications to meet their needs.
I've been speaking with Mark Weiser, who is Vice President Asia-Pacific for OutSystems. Mark, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.